What's going on, everyone? We're back. Another Motivational Monday. Top of the morning, boys.
What's happening, brother?
Yo, yo.
We're back with Dawson and Kane and Mitch. Cody, he's fucking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He just went MIA.
He thinks he can just go to North Dakota and not hang out with us. And, right.
That's crazy. And that's not even exceptional. Like, you run off to North Dakota? Cool, bro. Like, it would make more sense if it was, like, Fiji or something, too.
Yeah, Florida, you know.
Yeah.
Do something cool. But North Dakota? Like, that's what we're missing out on for?
He's just bar hopping out there? What's he doing? Checking out fields?
I think he's at Grandma and Grandpa's. But
oh, there it is.
But
my bad.
But Dawson, you got a topic for us today. What do you want to talk about?
Pride and ego.
Pride and ego.
Yeah, I think pride and ego is what makes a man, but it will also destroy him.
Yeah, I think it can get the best of you if you let it. It's one of those things where as you grow up and mature as a man, you really got to figure out how to not just have it, but how to manage it properly.
Yeah, and I mean, you could even go to the extreme of it. It ties in with confidence and arrogance, you know, trying to find that balance as well. Because a lot of times you just want to be like, this is what I've done. I've worked for this. You know, and you want to like boast about it, but you don't, because you feel like it's necessary because you've worked so hard for it. But that's where you have to kind of reel it back and be like, hey, like my actions are doing that for me. I don't need to sit here on this pedestal and be like, mm-hmm. This is what I do. Look at what I do.
Yeah. I always feel like a lot of the guys who are always happy to shove it in your face are the dudes who are doing the worst. You know, they want to show you that they're doing good instead of just doing good.
Right.
Which, yeah. It's just a crazy dynamic to just think that like shoving it in someone's face is convincing them that you're at the top.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. It definitely is something you have to have as a man though. You have to have some sense of pride and some sense of ego just to keep yourself mentally sane.
Yeah. So maybe there's like a difference in pride in yourself and pride in what you do and pride in how you walk or whatever.
Yeah.
Self-admiration, I think, is probably key for a lot of people. I mean, especially for me, like when I never really liked myself before. So to be able to grow in that admiration of myself and like be able to acknowledge that I am doing good and I'm doing good things and I'm actually growing as a person, but to what extent? Because there's a verse in the Bible that says, let another person praise you, not your own lips. And I think that has a lot of meaning behind it too, because nobody likes to walk into a room and dudes like constantly like talking about themselves, like, oh bro, look at my accomplishments, look at me, right. Man, I got all this money in my bank account, look at that car I bought outside. Like, dude, you sound like a retard.
Yeah, for real.
Cool,
for
bro, cool story, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean? Or
yeah,
you know. So I think just being able to humbly walk into a room and just, you know who you are as a person, but also not look down on people for where you're at either.
Yeah, I think that's what I was gonna say, is I think being humble is where true confidence comes from. It's you don't have to show everyone that you're confident, because that's not what confidence is. Confidence is knowing in the back of your head that you're doing really well and you're the shit, and not having to fucking tell everyone that you are.
Yeah.
It's I think one of my favorite quotes, I think I just saw it on Instagram one time or something, and it was act like you can't afford the bread until people find out that you own the factory.
Damn.
Ooh. Oh, bringing the heat.
Fuck.
Bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also, man, that pride can be developed in a lot of other ways too, man. I think it can even kind of creep up on you as you go. And I think it takes a lot of people around you to be able to call you on that personally and just say, hey, man, you know, I think maybe you should check yourself and check your spirit.
Reel it back a little bit,
because there's been plenty of times, man, because I'm in sales and I do a lot of, you know, things like that. And there'll be like times where I'll close a big deal and I'm like, oh, I'm the shit now. And I'll just walk around like I don't need to make no more sales or whatever it is, and I need to get my people around me to be like, yo, man, you got to get back to work, or, you know, slow it down a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, that even ties in with what we were talking about before. You know, it's very, very important to obviously plant the flowers so your garden is very luscious, but it's also important to stop and smell your flowers, look at your flowers, appreciate your flowers, but then making sure like you dial it back the fuck in and you continue to keep planting and moving forward. I also think, yeah, it is very important to have that confidence within yourself and not expect it from other people, because oftentimes someone will be like, oh damn, like Mitch, you're looking really good. And if you're not confident in yourself and like what you've you've done, you're gonna be like, huh, yeah, I mean, I could do this, or no, I don't believe you're confident. And then it leaves people like, what the fuck am I even giving you a compliment for if you can't even appreciate it, accept it?
I think that's how a lot of people self-motivate though. I get where you're coming from for sure, but also I feel like a lot of the times we set goals so high in ourselves that if someone compliments us when we're halfway through the goal, we're like, dude, I haven't done shit yet. You haven't seen anything yet. So it's hard to suppress that and be like, thank you. It's really hard to say thank you sometimes, because in your mind, you're like, I'm not even 50% of what right. I want. So
yeah. I was thinking about that the other day too, man, where it's like a lot of people need that validation sometimes, you know what I mean? Like a positive feedback, like, oh, you never say anything good about me or blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't need people like that around me. So it's hard for me to do that for you because yeah. I need people that are going to check the shit out of me, you right. know, yep. because I know when I'm doing good. I know when I'm doing the right things. It's hard for me to see when I'm dropping the ball sometimes. So like, I need people to be like, yo, hey, you need to pick that up or whatever, yep. you know what I mean? So it's kind of like Mitch is saying, it's hard for me to, or, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of suppress that or pull that back and just kind of obviously be more sympathetic and empathetic for other people because not everybody's the same as we are or whatever.
Yeah.
And I really have to learn for myself and my own growth to be able to acknowledge when people need a little bit more nurturing more than, you know, that hard ass like
type stuff.
You know what I mean? I think that comes with you almost, I mean, I feel like everyone's been on both sides of that spectrum at some point in their life. Until you gain that confidence, you need someone to kind of be your backbone.
Sure. Yep.
You know, you need someone, and that's really important. Like when you're looking like in partners, you know, if I have a girlfriend who is never going to compliment me or never try and boost my confidence, then as a younger man, like when I don't have that confidence, that sucks for me. But now that I've progressed so much as an adult, it's like, I don't need that constantly. And sometimes you give it to me so much that I get annoyed with it.
Mm.
And it's a super selfish thing to be like, why are you giving me so many compliments? Like, get off me about it. But also like, I kind of need the motivation of you telling me that I'm fucking up instead. You know, it's a weird, delicate balance to look for in people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, so it's one thing if like you're going to your homie and you're trying to check your homie or say, hey, man, I'm proud of you. You're doing great. You know, this could be better. This could be better. It's super straightforward. But when it comes down to like, yeah, the relationship aspect, that's where you have to remind yourself, like, I'm not talking to a bro. I'm not talking to a homie. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to my significant other.
Yeah.
And that's where you need to handle that situation with that compassion, that love, and doing that while trying to hold them accountable is very difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like with me and my girlfriend, we both bodybuild and take it very serious. In that aspect, and like, hey, we got to lock the fuck in. And so like sometimes that
lock helps. It in.
Yeah. Lock in now. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes who's going to carry the boats? I've been yelling at her and she's like, what does that even fucking mean? And she's like, sometimes it can be easier and sometimes it can be more difficult. But that's where you need to be like, hey, like, I'm like really proud of you. I do see you trying extremely hard. I think this aspect and this aspect could be a little bit better. And it would help me feel a lot better overall with this situation or this relationship. And like, so it's hard as hell, especially like as a man, to try to find like that balance and like to know that difference between, hey, I'm not calling and checking my homie. I'm not calling out, but I'm trying to hold my significant other to that standard as well.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, you know, like it or not, women are just a little bit more emotional than we are.
Oh, of course.
So they're not going to take it the same way as a friend would. You know?
So you gotta,
and that's the difference also between having like a real friend and someone who's just like your acquaintance secretly. Like if it's a real homie, you know that you can check them and you know that they're going to take that right. But some people are just going to like get really offended that you said that to them. And I'm like, motherfucker, I think that we're good enough friends where I'm allowed to get on your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And those are probably their own insecurities too, man.
For sure.
I mean, whether a good friend or not.
I mean, I'm guilty of it too.
Course,
if someone gets on my ass, I'm like, why the fuck is this motherfucker?
You don't want to hear it, but like, you know you have.
You know you need to hear it, but you don't want to hear it. And that's like,
that's normal. That's human nature. And tying back into what you're saying is like, to check myself and like call myself out when you're like, yeah, a lot of times like women are more emotional in that sense. Like I'm actually a very like emotionally in tune man. And so sometimes that can be very hard as well to try to take like that criticism, especially from my significant other. Like she's coming to me and be like, hey, your rear delt form trash. It needs to be better. Or like that was something that she helped me tremendously with, or like Bulgarian split squats in that aspect. Like, and then there are times where I've like looked at her and I'm like, hey, I just don't want criticism right now. I just want to work. I just want to do my thing because like, I just know I'm not going to be able to take it and actually appreciate it. And that's going to be like disrespectful as fuck to her taking the time out to do that.
I don't want to interrupt you. You have one more thing to say?
But like, yeah, even in that sense, as like, as a man that is like emotionally like in tune and a little bit more sensitive in that aspect, like it can be hard as fuck to be checked by friends and especially like your significant other, you know, cause it tying back to that ego thing, it kind of like takes that chip at your ego a bit, which it doesn't, but that's how it feels.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say just even like pulling away from just working out, like a blue collar industry job, you're going to get checked by them dudes more than anyone.
Absolutely.
And dudes who you've maybe known for a week, and they're going to fucking check you right away because it's like, and most of the time it's actually coming from a really good place once you sit back and think about it. Like, it's making the job safer. It's making their life easier because they're just trying to teach you, but they're not going to say it in a nice way. They're not your fucking kindergarten teacher. They're going to be like, hey, dumbass, what the fuck are you doing? Do it this way, or maybe try something else. And if you got too big of an ego, all you're going to do is fight the world instead because you don't want to fucking listen to someone telling you what to do. So, I mean, it's something like you got to just grow with that as a man in all aspects of your life, not just.
And something to take into consideration that I've been learning a lot. And I think Dawson probably seen me post about this the other day, but it's for me, like, it's taken a lot of, you know, maturity and growth and humility to accept the fact that I don't know everything, you know, as much as I like to think that I do, because I've been through a lot of, you know, life situations, as I'm sure a lot of people have. So you build this ego and pride in yourself. Like, I don't need anybody's help, or I don't need anybody's, you know, advice or anything like that. But these last couple of years, man, it's been very humbling and a growth period for me to, you know, work with my coach and just, you know, in the gym or my people at work and just get their information and their knowledge and just do what they say, you know, and try to practice, you know, asking more questions and more advice. And, hey, did I do that set right? Did I do that movement right? Do you think I should work better? What do you think I need to do better? And I think when you become more mature mentally to be able to do that, I think that's where a lot of growth is going to happen for people. But I think the problem is that people don't want to admit that they're not right about everything.
Well, you got to, I mean, that's just not checking your own ego.
Right. And that's what I mean. That's like, if you, and that's what I mean.
And I think a lot of times it's easy to get caught up because you do go through a lot and you learn so much and you do so much for yourself that you get that. You get too big of an ego where you're like, I really think that I can do everything. And then someone tries to give you help and you're like,
which rightfully
you.
So, maybe you can.
Exactly.
And maybe you can, but the problem is that you're not going to have a lot of people around you after that. Because imagine hanging out with somebody that's like, you, every time you tell them something, you try talking about something, oh, I know. It's the worst.
We get a new guy at work and he says, I know. Like poison.
Then everyone targets in on that new guy. They're like, you do know, huh? Well, let's fucking put that to the test. Right.
That's like, you know, now we're going to throw you into some shit that you really don't know. And we know you don't know it. And we're not going
to
fucking help you.
To have the humility as an individual to understand that there's always going to be someone out there that's better than you at whatever the fuck you have going on. Whether you think you're the best knitter in the world, there's always someone that's gonna be better. Whether you think you're the biggest dude in the gym, there's always gonna be a motherfucker that comes in and that's gonna be bigger. To have that humility already in place, I think that right there reeks in itself of like humility and just not humility it reeks in itself of just like confidence and just being comfortable with like who you are in your craft and just like, and being open-minded to understanding like, hey, like someone can check me, or, hey, I noticed you were doing this, but I think you could do it a little bit better. And I think it's going to be a safer version of it. I think that in itself is huge as well.
Uh-huh. And I think that's a lot of like young man, high school boy ego of, you really haven't gotten checked like that yet. And until it happens, you won't figure it out.
And I think that's key, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people in this world haven't been checked properly. You know what I mean? So without being humbled, you know what I mean, or going through situations where they've hit the ground or ran into a wall or whatever it is, then they just consider themselves like A+ and they don't need anybody's help.
Yeah. It takes getting like truly broken to figure out that maybe I'm not the shit.
And that's okay, man. I think that's okay to be broken and realize, shit, man, I can put this back together better.
I think it's key. I think it's absolutely key to be successful. Yeah. At some point it needs to happen.
Can I ask you a question, Dawson? And I think the whole crowd and community of our listeners want to know, because you continue to say stuff about knitting. Are you a knitter?
I should be. I fucking should be. I'd probably be a damn good knitter, but I wouldn't be the best.
I wouldn't be the best. So, hey, let me ask you guys, how do you check yourselves when you know you're being prideful, or do you realize when you're being prideful, and how can you become less prideful if you are aware of being prideful?
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
I think I do it in a pretty unhealthy way a lot of the time, to be honest. I think I'm always the first person to fuck with myself before anyone else can get to me.
Yeah.
I'll always like take myself down a peg. Like if I fuck something up at work all the time, my favorite joke is like, God, apprentices are so fucking dumb. Yeah. I'm an apprentice. And Journeyman will say it all the time, but I won't let them get it out. I do it first. Yeah. I always am the first one to like get on my own ass.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm pretty good about like really being on top of knowing that I'm not the best there is. I got it. And if I say that, it's very much a joke.
Right.
I'm very much fucking with you if I'm trying to act like I'm the shit.
Right.
I'm in the same boat, like bringing it into work. I'll be like, yep, damn. I'll say it to the other other crews on the job as well. I'll be like, yep, them fucking GPHs, they just break shit all the time, don't they? Don't do anything. You know, I'll just, you know, just joke around about it. And in the gym aspect, it's pretty easy because you can go usually 9 times out of 10, any gym you go to, there's always going to be one motherfucker that's bigger than you there. So that right there just kind of like checks yourself for you. And, you know, like just waking up, like, Kane, you understand it. When you're in a deficit, you can see changes daily, weekly.
Oh, for sure.
So like
new veins every morning.
Exactly. So that right there in itself can really allow me to check myself very easily. Just stepping on the scale every single morning and seeing the scale move or fluctuate. If I know I'm dehydrated, like when you're actually in tune with your body to like the degree that we are, it's very easy to check yourself in that aspect because you do see the new veins. You're like, hey, I didn't have enough water. I feel like shit. Hey, I'm cramping up. Or like, hey, I went off the plan. The next day you're holding all that water retention, everything like that. You look in the mirror and you're like, really? Like, you know, so it's very easy with when you're at this, like the level that we are to check yourself in the aspect of bodybuilding in terms of like checking myself in with like within the relationship and stuff. It usually doesn't hit like something I noticed with us guys. It doesn't hit us until like after the fact or like later on randomly. We'll just be sitting there on a Tuesday and we'll be like,
shit.
Oh fuck. I said that to her. I'm like, God, you're an idiot. And then you'll like text them and they'll be like, oh, like I appreciate your apology, but like that was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So like in that aspect, sometimes it's 9 times out of 10, it's usually late to the game, but but I think as long as you still at the end of the day, check yourself and hold yourself to the accountable to be a better man. And even in the relationship aspect of friends, family, significant other, that's what's important. As long as you can still, doesn't matter if it's 2 days later, doesn't matter if it's an hour, 5 minutes or during it. If you can actually check yourself, that's progress.
Yeah.
You have to be humble enough to admit when you're wrong. I literally did it last night. Like I'm one of them dudes that like my mouth works 10 times faster than my brain does
every time.
And last night, Brooke's like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? And I'm like, maybe if I get bored of this movie, then I'll call you. And then I'm like, oh fuck, that was really mean. What the fuck did I say that for? And I like apologized. And she's like, oh yeah, it really did hurt my feelings, but at least you realized that. Right. I'm like, I seriously did not mean to like,
and I think that's probably growth in itself. I mean, even if it takes you a couple of days, I mean, for people like us, especially like where it's like, I usually don't even care to say I'm sorry or whatever.
Yeah.
If it takes me a little bit of time to get back, like, damn, man, I shouldn't have said that. Man, I call, hey, sorry, that I didn't mean to be like that. And then I think over time, you just kind of start getting that emotion because you got to train yourself to be like that.
Yeah. Again, I was going to say it kind of comes in stages.
Yeah.
It goes from thinking that you're right all the time to then at least realizing that you were wrong and then having the balls to go back and say sorry about it.
Yeah.
Those are three different, completely different stages that might take you, I mean, months to years to figure out those three stages.
Yeah.
So Kane, how do you check yourself? Because I sit back and like, I don't know your whole story to a T, but just getting to know you, man to man, like I have tremendous respect for you in that aspect.
Thanks,
how do you check yourself continuously?
Number one is the people that I got around me. Mm. We've all been through a lot of, you know, stupid addictions and jails and prisons and stuff like that, man. So to be able to have people like that around you that have been through the same type of stuff, you know, and be able to call you out on your shit and be like, hey man, whatever, and you can receive that properly because you know it's from a place of love, you know, is very important for me. I'm a member at a church, which I know probably doesn't seem like it sometimes with how I talk and act or whatever, but I do believe and stuff like that. And so I'd like to notice when I go to a church or whatever, like, to do random acts of kindness, you know what I mean? And like tithe to the church or, you know, outreaches or whatever, whenever I can do stuff like that, speaking at treatment centers and stuff, man, because it takes me sometimes to see how far I've came to realize, you know, how grateful I should be and also be, you know, understanding of where people are still at that are still struggling or still, you know, going through so much stuff. I mean, so I think, you know, constantly reminding myself of like just what I've been through and like knowing that I'm not where I want to be, you know, and I'm like Mitch too. And I'm like you too, Dawson. That's where I'm just like, I'll beat the crap out of myself a lot of the times too. Like, I can be better, I can do better. And I think that can be healthy and negative to an extent, because I heard somebody on a motivational podcast also talking about, like, you have to be able to beat yourself up because the world is going to do the same thing to you. So if you beat them to it and you are already prepared for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember who said it, but it hit me really hard, because you have to know that the world's waiting to knock you down. You know what I mean?
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend were just talking about that the other day too. And like, we can sit there and someone can call me the meanest names in the book and be like, oh, nice body acne. Oh, you have this going. Oh, your hair's thinning, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because like,
you're already aware of it.
I'm fully aware of every single inch of my fucking body. So congratulations. But if a motherfucker like goes after her, game over.
It's over.
If a motherfucker goes after like one of my boys, game over. Like, absolutely fucking not. But me, say what you want to say about me. I don't give a fuck. But like,
because you're in the mirror every day saying it anyway.
Exactly.
I said this at work. It's been months now, but I remember it. And I don't know where it came from in my body, and I don't know what made me say it, but one of my linemen kind of got on my ass about something, yelled at me, and then like 20 minutes later he came back. He's like, hey, did I hurt your feelings? And I looked at him and I said, just so you know, there isn't a motherfucking thing you could say to me that I haven't said 6 inches from the mirror in the morning.
You
could not hurt my feelings if you needed to.
These people out here shouting affirmations in the mirror. I'm like, really, fatty? Really, fatty? You're back at it again? I thought are we cutting or are we bulking?
Right. Did you enjoy that cake, you asshole?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think you got to be the hardest on yourself. I don't think
there's probably a balance, right?
I mean,
obviously you want to correct yourself and check yourself and say things to yourself that are going to motivate yourself. I'm kind of cynical too, man. Like, I say some shit like where it's like, dude, if someone heard me say that to myself, they'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
You know what I mean? But it helps me, man. It helps. It keeps me going. But
it's got us this far.
You know,
it really has gotten us this far. And I think that's like one of the biggest things that I'm struggling with, is trying to understand like, hey, it's okay to give yourself grace. It's okay to understand like, look at where you've came. Like, put a side-by-side photo together. And like I was just talking before, my coach did it in a 3-month span. You could tell the difference. Like, sometimes you need to like be checked in that aspect
of
like, hey, it's okay to have a little confidence. You know, like the other day on my Instagram, when someone was like, take the bulk too far, ? And I was like,
that was fucking hilarious.
I was like, bitch, I'm like 235 and I have roadmaps in my arm to your mom's house. Chill the fuck out. And then I made a story after that. I'm like, honestly, I didn't want to post that because it came off too cocky and I was just so funny.
But
it was funny. So I did it. So like, I'm trying to actively find that balance. And I think it is very important for anyone to have that balance and understand it. It's okay to have confidence. Like and the beautiful thing about like what we do for bodybuilding, like what we put in is what we get out. We fucking worked for this shit.
Yeah.
We worked for every vein. We've worked for every pound we've lost or every pound of muscle we've gained. We've busted our ass for this. And it's not an instant gratification. It's not knitting for 3 hours to get a blanket, you know? This is years, you know, years in the fucking making. So like,
this dude's a closet knitter for sure.
He's a closet knitter.
Hey, guys.
You guys want some socks?
But I'm just going to keep throwing the knitting thing out now because you brought it up. I'm just locked in on knitting now. But no, it is very important to make sure you have the balance of both. Otherwise, you are going to burn yourself out. You are not going to be able to accept compliments and gratitude from other people around you that you've impacted them tremendously. And that is important to make sure like you can accept a fucking compliment and you don't take away from their compliment. But in the same sense, understanding like, hey, I'm not even 50%. To where I want to be at. You have no idea the goals that I have in place for myself.
And that's okay too, man, because people will be like, oh, it's cool to relax or take a break. No, it's not, man, because I'm behind right now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm behind and I'm trying to win. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, what are you even trying to do? I don't know yet, but that's why I'm moving so hard, because I'm going in the direction that I want to go in.
Well, that's what I'm on the quotes today, but another one of my favorite quotes is
him and Cody, dude. You guys like sit there and study quotes.
A man with no aspirations will always see a dream as arrogance. If you have dreams, you're setting your goals so high that they can't even realize. So they just think that you're arrogant.
Yeah.
They just think that you're shooting too high.
And that's, again, I said that last week, you know, that's a them problem. Like, I can't control how you feel because I make you feel some type of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to dim my light because you feel insecure to what I'm doing.
And some people would take you saying that as you being arrogant or cocky, but that's just a fucking bare reality. Yeah. You're just doing your shit day to day. You're doing X, Y, and Z. And if you feel insecure because I'm doing X, Y, Z and you wish you could, but you're not, that's not arrogance. Right. That's just you doing your shit. That's just you being on, that's just you doing day to day things that you enjoy doing that you know are the non-negotiables. And that's just how they feel about it. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that was like the one day when I talked to you about, you know, everyone at some point will have this feeling of I'm not doing enough, or I feel like I'm not getting anywhere, or like the whole world's just shutting you down. That's actually a healthy feeling to have. If you're doing good, that's a healthy feeling to have, because that just means that your goals are higher than what you like. You just haven't met your own expectations yet. It's so healthy to feel like you're not doing enough.
Yeah. But it's also, you have to realize if that's how you feel, but a lot of people won't do shit about it.
No,
you know what I mean? Oh man, I want to make more money so I can take my family out and what about blah, 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 blah. But then they'll go home and play video games for the rest of the night or do whatever they do and drink every weekend and every night and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll wait for the weekend to come just so they can go squander their money at the bar. Okay, well then I don't want to hear you whining about how you're behind on your bills and stuff.
They refuse to make that change. I refuse to make that change for years. Yeah. I mean, I've really only been on like being healthy with myself for what, like 4 months maybe?
But you're down over 20 pounds.
Yeah but that's
that like, quick, dude. And people don't understand that. Like, oh man, it'll take me a year to get down there. Just dedicate.
I think the biggest change for me was going from I'm going to try to I'm going to do.
There you go.
Instead of saying I'm going to try to do something.
Let's go.
To just I'm going to do something.
Man, you're killing it. First Potter on, you're fucking dialed.
He's hired.
Oh, God damn. Sitting on more of these.
Well, boys, what do you think? Do you think this is a good place to wrap up?
You can wrap her up.
Ego. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to my first Motivational Monday. Yeah, I love this segment. It's one of my favorite segments.
And as always, you guys, if you get something from the message or whatever, make sure you like, subscribe, and share it on your socials.
Yeah. Spread the word.
We need you.
Spread the love.
Thank you.
Stay classy.